Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. And with another fantastic guest, a writer, a musician, a photographer, designer, Superman fan. So, you know, I'm already going to be happy. Angel Eduardo, thank you and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's going to be a fun chat, as I love to do, speaking with Superman fans from around the world. Everybody has a different opinion about Superman and Clark Kent and everything to do with that character. So I'm looking forward to learning more about your Superman thoughts a little bit later on. But to begin with, sir, if you could please share some information all about you.
Well, as you said, I'm a writer and artist. I work for a couple of nonprofits here in the United States. I'm based in New York City. My day job is a senior writer and editor for a foundation for individual rights and expression, or FIRE. It's a free speech advocacy organization. So I do a ton of work there. And I'm also on the board for an organization called FAIR, Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism. And that's a lot about cultural depolarization, common humanity, unique individuality, you know, that sort of stuff. So I keep pretty busy with all that.
You do, sir. You're one of the busiest people that I know. And a fantastic backdrop there behind you with some wonderful books. But I see a Superman there, so I'm, you know, I'm always happy that Superman is somewhere around somebody's workspace. It makes me happy.
For sure. Yeah, I do quite a few podcasts, but this guy's always up here.
See, that's it. Just a little nod. I try to make my backdrop as minimal as possible, as you can probably see there.
But yeah, I was going to say, don't you have any Superman stuff?
I know. I thought I'd make an effort today. Just as you
call yourself a fan. I mean,
I know. It's just a big front, Angel. That's all it is. So we will start talking about James Gunn's Superman a little bit later on. But first of all, before we talk about too much deep diving into your wonderful creative career, where did your love for Superman begin?
Definitely before I can remember it. I don't recall a single moment being alive and breathing where I wasn't obsessed with anything that had a red cape and could fly. And, you know, so I was born in the mid 80s and it was the perfect time, I guess, you know. So when I was a kid, it was Super Friends. It was the Christopher Reeve Superman films. I had Superman 4 on VHS, and it was basically on a 24-hour loop. I would watch the Max Fleischer cartoons, and I used to play with this little guy.
I was little. Oh, wow. Is that the same
the
one? Because that's very good.
No, I wish.
Very well-behaved child.
No way. I broke many of these.
Toys,
all kinds of experiments.
I think if I had any toys, well, I've got a few toys left from childhood. They're all just completely battered. I had a bit of fascination as a child with taking things apart. Wasn't very good at putting them back together, but really good at unscrewing screws and bolts. But yeah.
Nice. So you're a half of an engineer.
Half of it, just the engine. No, the ear.
Yeah.
That's the part that's coming up.
Right.
I mean, what a time to grow up, though. Yeah, I mean, lots of fantastic TV, fantastic comics, fantastic animation that time as well. So, yeah, it's a fantastic time. You did share a wonderful picture that I will be posting online when this podcast goes live of you in a wonderful Superman costume at quite a young age. How old were you in that one, Angel?
I believe that was 3 or 4. So it was in preschool for sure.
Fantastic costume. And it came with the not so scary mask as well.
Yeah. It was that kind of plastic one, which I think they've been selling again. That exact kind of Superman costume where it's a vinyl kind of jumpsuit with the plastic mask.
I'm a big fan of those masks in the 80s. I mean, they hurt. They really hurt to wear. They were
They were not fun.
But they did the job. They were just, the front would always just be full of just all sorts of condensation. But good scary masks for kids to wear. Health and safety was a little bit different back then. Still,
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
I would love one of the Superman ones. I've got a Brandon one from Superman Returns, which is equally as scary, but I'd love one of the original. Yeah, looking back at that, yeah, you can see that you're a Superman fan from a young age, and that has grown up with you. How have you evolved as a Superman fan over the years, Angel?
Oh, well, now I can philosophize and intellectualize about it in a way that I couldn't have done when I was a kid. But I think it's just that I'm able to articulate these feelings in a way that is much deeper and more understandable. When I was a kid, if you asked me, I would have probably said something like, well, he's cool. He can fly. He can do all this stuff. And obviously that's amazing. And I love the cape. I used to run around with the towel around my neck, and I had some elder relatives or friends of my parents who were in the tailoring business. And so literally anytime I saw them, I'd, can you make me a Superman cape? And I had a couple of handmade Superman capes that they would make me.
Wow.
So I loved it viscerally and without having to explain anything. But then thinking about it as an adult, I realized that it's because certain things were resonating, certain ideals were resonating, right? So the Christopher Reeve's portrayal is the quintessential Superman for me. That's Superman. He's Superman. I used to imagine, that's the voice I hear. That's the face I see when I think of it. But there's just a couple of moments in that first movie, especially, where, he, and when Lois Lane is interviewing him, and he stops her and says, "Lois, I never lie," and there's such earnestness in his face when he says that. It's like a close-up shot. And I have a memory of being a little kid and sitting in front of the TV and seeing him say that and thinking to myself, I'm never going to lie either. That's a good thing to do. And so there's something there. I couldn't have told you that when I was little, but there was something about how good he is and how moral he is and how he always does the right thing and will never stop trying to help people and save people that resonated with me and has carried through to, the work I do is very socially conscious. It's about trying to help people. It's about using my powers for good. So I just realized that there's so much more depth to it that once I started thinking about it and mining it, I realized there's all these commonalities. There's all these things where the character is a mirror for all the things that I value and all the things that I care about and think are important. He's just this reflection of it, this beautiful reflection of it that I can infuse all my values into and use it as a guide and use it as a moral avatar. And also it's just fun and beautiful, so.
I knew before this podcast was going to go, I was going to have a fun time just listening to your voice. Your opinions online are fantastic. Your writing is beautiful. So, for
Thank
me,
you.
as you're probably aware, what I like to ask people at the end of the podcast is, what does Superman mean to you? It's one of my
Oh boy.
favorite things to ask people. So, I'm just putting that in your head now. There's no pressure, but I could end the podcast now and be happy because what you just said then was beautiful. Oh, but yes, I love it when people are clearly passionate about something, so much so that they take it into their real world, into their life on a day-to-day basis. Yes, we can't fly, we can't stop a train, but we can use some of Superman and Clark Kent's abilities to our own. We can be the best version of ourselves. We can try a little bit harder. We can pick ourselves up when need to be, but oh, beautifully, beautifully put. And I can see why you've used that in your writing. You've written some fantastic articles. You gave me some reviews to read. I did adore your review of Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. That was
Oh man.
a love letter to that film and the Reeve legacy. So thank you for that article.
Oh, thank you.
I will leave that in the links for people to enjoy as well. What was that like for you writing that piece?
Oh man, so a coworker of mine has this movie or cinephile Substack, and he's also a Superman fan. Tyler McQueen, shout out. So he just invited me, "Hey, do you want to review the movie?" Because I had just seen it. I went to a special pre-screening, which just happened to be on Christopher Reeve's birthday,
Wow.
which I didn't know until we went there. And I went and I realized, oh my God, it's his birthday today. So it was just a crazy emotional moment. I filed into this little theater with a bunch of people who were about my age, maybe, and a few people who were older. And so you can kind of tell, like, this was our Superman, and we're all here for a good therapy session.
That is it.
Because, yeah, because man, I mean, it's emotional walking in there anyway. And then it's his birthday, and you see his face. And then we're waiting for the movie to start, and they play the trailer for the movie before the movie starts. So
Oh.
we're already crying before the movie even started because the trailer played. So, you know, the music and his voice, and it's all this, and we're all just like, just, you know. And then the movie starts, and it's just this incredible, beautiful tribute to this very real person who had very real flaws, but despite those things, became this real life symbol for hope and perseverance and heroism that mirrored the character that he played. So it's just this beautiful, you know, I mentioned in the article that the title is so apropos because there's a slash between the super and the man. And it shows the two sides of his public image, the man part being just as super as the Superman part. And it's just this beautiful thing. So yeah, writing it was very cathartic, and I'll take any excuse to write about Superman and Christopher Reeve and how much I love him. So people keep giving me the opportunity, so I keep
Please, please let Angel write as much Superman as he can. I'll be looking forward
doing.
to a review of James Gunn's Superman that we will get to
Oh
momentarily.
yeah.
But yeah, that
Oh yeah.
film was powerful. And I myself couldn't compose any words after I saw that film for the first time. And I can remember being asked to stand in front of a camera and say, "Could you please say a few words about what you've just experienced?"
Oh
I was like,
wow.
my eyes are still puffy, my face
Oh.
is still wet from tears, but I'll give it a go. And I mean, yeah,
Indeed.
it was, as you said, it was like therapy. It was a very emotional experience, but so beautifully put. There were some funny moments in there. There were some wonderfully wholesome moments, but so much tragedy as well. But as
Indeed.
Superman fans, we know of Christopher's story. We know what happened before and after the accident, but with this film, it was just told in such a unique way. It was almost like being told that sad story in a new way. And
Yeah.
it's starting now. It's award season, and it is being recommended now for even more nominations, which is
Yeah.
fantastic.
Indeed, I hope so. It's a beautiful documentary. Everything about it was so well done.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really is starting the year of Superman, as it were, in a big way.
It's a great time to be alive.
Isn't it? And again, it's something that I keep hearing is that it's a good time to be a Superman fan. People are saying that. Well, it's
Yeah, for
always a
sure.
good time, but right now we are just eating so well, whether it be
Right,
TV shows
right.
or comics or movies,
Yeah. You know what it's like?
merchandise. Wow.
It's kind of like how I grew up feeling about Halloween. I love Halloween because I love
Okay.
when I was home playing around on the weekends and stuff, I would put on costumes and I'd run around and it would be Halloween every weekend at my house, right? But on Halloween, you get to go outside and
Yes.
there are other people doing it, you know? So it's this beautiful moment where you get to share it with everybody and everyone's kind of into it at the same time. That's what it feels like right now. Everyone's talking about Superman. Everyone's
That's
remembering,
it.
oh yeah, you know, that's actually really cool. I really like that. Or that movie looks really good. I'm getting messages from people that I don't talk about this stuff with, but they're like, oh, I just saw that trailer. It looks good, man. And I'm like, oh, great. This is like Halloween. Like everybody's wearing costumes and everybody's playing today, you know?
Wonder, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, I mean, people know that I love Superman. It's impossible for me to hide that, whether it be with the Geek of Steel or the day job or anything. I will get sort of friends that I've not spoken with for a while who might message me out of the blue and say, "Oh, Superman's on TV tonight, don't forget." But now, as you said, more people seem to be remembering that Superman is a big deal. He's this fantastic character that has been and gone over the years. This isn't our first rodeo. We've seen
No.
Superman have high and low points, but right now, there's definitely that certain buzz around the film, which is a beautiful thing. How did you feel after watching that new trailer for the first time for James Gunn's Superman?
My wife took pictures of me watching
Please,
it.
please share those if you can.
No,
There's
no, no.
not too much emotion.
No, it's not even the emotion. I mean, literally got out of bed and just ran to the TV and
Wow.
waited until 9 o'clock a.m. my time. And I'm just staring at it with my hair all messed up and my eyes are kind of like, and it was so beautiful. I loved it. I mean, I loved not knowing what to expect. I
Yes.
love that the first thing you see is him crashing into the snow, and you're like, okay, what are we doing here? What's going on? Then you hear the music, and I mean, I was nervous about the music because I really want this thing to be its own thing.
Yes.
And there's a danger when you start tapping into the John Williams theme and the Christopher Reeve stuff. We saw what happened kind of with Superman Returns. It didn't quite work. It felt odd because it's trying to be something new, but also so beholden to the old thing.
Yes.
But I think it worked, at least so far. I mean, once you hear it, you're never going to say turn it off. You're never going to say I don't want to hear that. The music is beautiful. David Corn Sweat looks fantastic. It really feels like two different people when he's Clark and when
It
he's
does.
Superman. It feels like two different people.
I
And
was hoping for more of that. Now I've loved all interpretations of Clark over the years. Clark is as important to the world of Superman as is Lois Lane. They've all been there since day one, but the Clark in this one's going to be different. I would hope to get a different way that he acts and looks. But in that trailer, we get to see so much of the Daily Planet. And James Gunn has said, this is journalist nerds are going to love this film. He said that. The
Oh,
writers out
did
there,
he?
that yes, the writers that are there out in the journalist world and working in those offices, getting the news out. He said they're going to love this film because there's a lot of journalism in it. So
Oh, that's great.
it's writers that I'm really looking forward to speaking to once this film comes out,
Yeah, that's
because
great.
that image of Clark that we've seen online, we've seen images of Lois and Superman as well. But yeah, that trailer when it hit, and we did hear that Williams, and a version of that Williams score. It was different enough to give us something new, but enough to just hit us right in the feels. Those that know Superman and those that remember Superman, as you quite rightly put it, it's going to be exciting, exciting time. What were your
Indeed. Even
thoughts
the
on also What were your thoughts on Crypto Angel quickly?
I was about to say the crypto thing. I mean, once I heard him whistle, I went, "Oh my God, I know what's gonna happen. I know what's gonna happen." And it was just so cool. I haven't been a fan of crypto necessarily. I thought, okay, that's kind of a cute, kind of corny Silver Age comics kind of thing. But man, it just worked. It worked for me. I'm like, oh, this is great. I don't care. He has a dog and he loves his dog and it's beautiful. And my wife is a huge dog person.
There you go.
So the minute I heard the whistle, I kind of was just like bumping her, like, oh my God. And she's like, what? And then you just
Watch.
see the snow. You just see the snow puffing up. And it's like, oh my God, a super pup, they got you. It
Yeah,
was
I
funny
mean,
because I was just thinking in my head as the trailer was going, you hear the score, but the score is being played on electric guitar. And my cousin Alan is a huge Superman fan as well. We grew up together loving Superman. And we're both musicians. We play in a band together. And he's a guitar player, like a real guitar player. So I just thought the minute I heard the score with the guitar, I'm like, they've got Alan's number. That's it.
they're
He's
ticking all the
sold.
boxes. They've got the
Yeah,
wife,
they've ticked.
got the brother.
Exactly. They've got that. And then, yeah, m once I heard the whistle, I'm like, oh my God, that's right, crypto. My wife is sold. The minute she sees the pup, she's sold. So it's just, James Gunn is just knocking it out of the park so far,
He knows
I
what he's
gotta say.
doing. I mean, yeah, I mean, we've seen how he can sort of not manipulate an audience when it comes to animals and cute
Oh, yeah.
characters, but with what he's done with Rocket and Groot with the Guardians of the
Oh, my
Galaxy
God.
franchise, he knows how to grab you. And so, you
Indeed.
know, I'm just hoping that Crypto is safe in this film. We know that Supergirl is coming out shortly afterwards, and Crypto does not have the best of times in the Supergirl story. But I'm looking forward to at least some of Crypto in this film. It doesn't
Indeed.
necessarily have to be a whole film about him, but I'm happy that Crypto is getting some love in this film because he's a fun character. What
Oh,
did you think
it's
of Lex in this? Now we've got
oh.
Nicholas Holt's Lex.
I think he looks perfect. I mean, everybody, the casting looks right out of the comics. It's wild, I mean, Rachel Brosnahan looks like Lois Lane. She looks like the comic book
Yes.
come to life. Skylar Glissando also looks like Jimmy Olsen. I mean, it looks like someone sculpted him out of clay to be Jimmy Olsen. It's amazing. The casting looks fantastic. And Nicholas Holt looks very, very imposing. I've seen
Yes.
him in a few things. He's an excellent actor. He can totally portray that menace. And every time you see him in the trailer, He seems extremely pissed off, which is
Yes.
great.
We want that element of just
Exactly.
absolute hatred towards Superman,
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
bitterness and the envy and jealousy of those powers that he
Yeah.
doesn't have. I love it in
Indeed.
comics when we see Superman sometimes just floating outside Lex's window, just ready to sort of have a stern chat with him. And we get that moment in the trailer where we see him fly past Lex's
Yes.
build. I'm thinking, yes, that's going to be a
Yes.
great chat. And then
Yes.
there's moments where Lex is almost crying with rage. I'm thinking, yes, this is
He's, yeah,
there's going to
exactly.
be chemistry, not just between
Yes,
Superman
exactly.
and Lois, but
Exactly.
Superman and Lex. But yeah, it's an
Indeed, yeah.
exciting time. And
Indeed.
I think James Gunn, though, there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders to get this right.
Yeah,
What
for sure.
are you hoping that he brings to this movie?
I just honestly, I hope that everything he is saying is true.
Okay.
Everything he has said about the movie is true. I mean, I wrote a piece recently about his comments on the movie, saying that, he started that trailer off the way he did on purpose because it's a metaphor for where our country is, the United States. And we're beaten and we're battered and we're kind of dark. And I've always felt that the best way to portray Superman in the modern context is make the world as real and as cynical as it is, but keep him as bright and optimistic and idealistic as he is, and have the juxtaposition be the thing, right? So people can go into the theater relating to the world, but they come out of the theater relating to him, that he's changed their mind. That's always the thing I had in mind for a Superman movie in a modern context. And it feels like James Gunn's got that exact wavelength. He seems like that's what he's trying to do. And he's saying that the point of the movie is to unite everyone, to remind them of goodness and beauty and common humanity and all these beautiful things. So if he does that, then mission accomplished, right? And I'm sure it'll make $1 billion because I think everyone's kind of hungry for that. People need that. Let's have this symbol of hope again,
And
you know?
that's I said with all the comments that we do get online, I try to stay away from most comment sections because sometimes they're not always the best place to dwell on.
I get it.
But with this trailer and the trailers that I've shared online and the reactions to it, there's been some negativity in the comments.
Sure,
I'm always going
sure.
to get that being a Superman fan. I've got pretty broad shoulders. I've been used to that by now. But also I'm seeing a change in the narrative. I'm seeing more positivity. I'm seeing more excitement for the future of Superman and comics. Yes, superhero fatigue may be a real thing. I can understand why people can get that way. But there's definitely been a buzz around this trailer, about this movie and the hope that it has for the future, as you
Yeah.
beautifully put. So I'm going to be there day one, just like you
Oh,
are. We're going to
for
be
sure.
there. We're going to be there
Yeah.
promoting not the film, but I would say just the idea of Superman. That's what we support. We've always been Team Superman. And right now it's a beautiful time to see other super fans around the world, which is why I'm enjoying this journey. At
Yeah.
one point I was thinking, okay, I'll put out two podcasts a week talking about two podcasts a month, sorry, talking about Superman and the film. And since I've started doing that, I think, well, actually, there's more people that I want to speak to. I could probably bang out four a month. Maybe I could possibly do two a week. Maybe I could do whatever I can. But it's bringing me so much joy speaking with people like yourself about what Superman means to us and what Superman means to the world right now. And it's
Yeah,
a beautiful
indeed.
time, Angel. It's a beautiful time.
It is. It is. And look, thank you because I do a good amount of podcasts now and then. I join a bunch of different podcasts. They have me on to talk about the work I do and stuff like that. And I always try to smuggle Superman in somehow.
Good
I'll
lad.
always make some kind of reference or connect to it in some way. And I'm just really glad that I don't have to do that here. We're here to talk about that and that alone. So it's great.
Yeah, I say if you
I don't
didn't
have
talk about
to.
Superman, I would have been quite upset to say the least. But
Indeed.
we are here, and the
Yeah.
words you are sharing are simply poetic. I knew that you would have a wonderful voice just by viewing your words online, so putting a voice to that mentality has been a beautiful thing. We'll get to that fateful question soon, but where do you think the world of Superman will be in 25 years time?
Oh boy, I don't know. So a little background on me.
Please.
I didn't actually read too many of the comics growing up, especially. There was no comic book shop near me. It was kind of, I would every once in a while chance upon a cool looking comic book cover at a newsstand as I walked past it in the city, you know, with my mom. And then it would be the negotiation process of, can I have $3, you know, and you've got a couple of minutes before we've gone way too far past the newsstand to go back. Right. So it was always a very difficult negotiation thing. So I never subscribed to comics. I didn't get them in the mail. I didn't even understand how that worked. So it would be random stuff that I would pick up. And, you know, I would also pick up Marvel comics and stuff like that, depending on what was going on. So the bulk of my knowledge and experiences from the other media, from the films, the cartoons, the TV shows, you know, and also Wizard magazine. I used to pick that up. So that was something I could reliably get at the supermarket for $5. And then I would read about the stuff instead of reading the stuff itself. So it's hard for me to gauge because I'm not so steeped into the comic book lore, but I have a sense that what really matters is the thing that translates everywhere. What really matters is those core principles and that core story, right? So you mentioned superhero fatigue. I think that's kind of a misnomer. I think it's not superhero fatigue. It's boring story fatigue. It's repetition fatigue, right? Because the buzz from this new thing feels fresh. It feels new. It feels like something we really want. And everyone's excited about it, despite the fact that it's, you know, it's yet another superhero movie in this ocean of superhero movies. So I just think the character has endured for almost a century already.
Yes.
And when it goes well beyond a century, it'll still resonate for the same reasons that it always did. It'll still, you know, it'll still spark this wonder in these kids' eyes, you know, when they see. I love watching these videos of little kids watching, like, the Man of Steel first flight scene, you know, and just being like, whoa, you know, just blowing their minds. I love that stuff. And I think that's the key. As long as we hold on to that,
yeah,
who knows, you know, different costumes, different powers, different storylines, all kinds of crazy stuff, different TV shows, different versions of these characters, permutations. Hopefully David Corenswet will be with us for quite a long time. 25 years is probably too long.
Who knows? We could have the retirement years of Superman. That'd be quite nice.
Right, yeah. A Kingdom Come adaptation with David Corenswet.
Don't in his tease. 50s. One of those stories that is just so impossible to create into a live action. Animation, it could be done. And James Gunn has said that if the people that portray these characters, he wants them also to portray them in different medias. So David could potentially voice Superman in a cartoon, or hopefully, very fingers crossed, a video game someday, if we could finally get another Superman game. But
that'd be fun.
As you said, Superman is constantly evolving, but the story will always be the same. Thanks to Jerry and Joe, going back, as you said, almost a century now, we wouldn't have these films, we wouldn't have this life if it wasn't for Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. So we owe them so much, which is why I'm always an advocate and always happy to talk about those two wonderful people.
Yeah, I see you have Superboys back there behind you.
You do. It's always close at hand. Close at hand.
I just read it this past summer. It's fantastic. Such a beautiful book.
Now, it's a heavy read, but it's so... the work that went into the research behind that.
Yeah.
When people say why you should read it, because I say, well, if you're a Superman fan, you will gain a closer relationship with that hero because of reading the lives of Jerry and Joe, the trials and troubles they went through throughout their whole life, and the work that is still being done today because of them. So yes, a fantastic, fantastic book. If I ever know that I am traveling somewhere, for a long amount of time, that's the one that comes with me. It's a
Oh,
fantastic
nice.
book to read over and
Yeah.
over again.
It's a great one. It should be a movie, honestly.
On now,
I've
it's been mentioned this over the years how it could become either animated or a documentary or just a story about those two. People would see it now, I think.
Yeah.
Now the
Yeah, for
world is
sure.
are understanding that, the documentary is there. And that's what another thing about James Gunn that I appreciate is that he had the grandchildren of Jerry and Joe on the set of Superman. They
Right.
cameo. They work at the Daily Planet. It's completely
Yeah.
full circle. So
Right.
his
It's
respect for the
beautiful.
past whilst embracing the future is a beautiful thing. And yeah,
Yeah.
I'm just
Well, also, shooting in Cleveland where Superman was
yes.
born, having Will Reeve do a cameo, all these things just seem to be lining up in this beautiful way.
Now,
So the vibes are just there, man. The
it's it
vibes
is
are
there, and
there.
it but it's everything I
Yeah.
say. It's the little winks and the nods to those to the original fan bases. And so yeah, who knows? Maybe the premiere could happen there. They could, really sort of go
That
all
would be
out and say,
cool.
look, let's have a big red carpet area where Superman was created in the hometown.
Yeah,
So, but
that'd be
who
cool.
knows? We've only got a few more months to wait. It seems so
Yeah.
like so long ago last year, but now it's getting closer and closer. I'm making
I
sure that I've got
know.
enough holiday left to be able to get out of work just in case anything happens. But this is a
Sure.
big, big year for
Oh,
Superman.
yeah, you might end up there.
I mean, who knows? Now, I would never say, oh, I'm going to be there, but if that chance came, then yeah,
For
I'm
sure.
going. I don't
Yeah.
think work has the day job kind of like has a hope there. I will be jumping on a plane. I've adored this little weird life that's come about as the Geek of Steel over the years and how it's opened doors. And I sort of jumped and stepped out of certain comfort zones to just appreciate this life of being a Superman fan some more.
Yeah.
It's made situations like this happen where I can talk to people from around the world and get different perspectives,
Yeah.
learn more about what Superman means to people around the world. It's been one of my favorite things. So conversations like this are always my favorite, Angel. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I love
It's
talking about this. I could do it all day.
it, again, it's very cheap therapy. It's fantastic for us. It's going to be
Indeed.
good. Now, I'm sure there's going to be lots of merchandise coming out this year for this film. There's going to be crypto merch, Superman merch. I'm hoping
Oh,
for
yeah.
more Daily Planet merch. What item have you not got in your collection yet that you would love to add to?
Well, I don't have much of a collection.
Okay.
And part of the reason is because of the constraints of physics. There's got to be a place to put this stuff, and I don't have, it can get out of hand very quickly.
Yes.
So I don't have too much. I try to keep it small. I've got a few Superman lapel pins that I wear whenever I'm at
Pins
an event or something.
always
I've got
work.
something there. Tiny things. I just picked up this guy the other day. This is
Oh,
the Todd McFarlane Christopher Reeve
yes.
guy, which is so much fun. It's beautiful. So I try to keep myself under control.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. me too, Angel.
The fantasy is always, I would love an original Action Comics number one framed. I would love that. I would love I have a fantasy of, once we get a house, my wife and I'll have an office, and I will make a custom Fortress of Solitude writing desk.
Wow.
I have ideas of things like that, but other stuff, it's
Yeah.
at Christmas time, everyone knows what to get me, so that
Which
kind of
is
thing.
fun. Yeah, it's I can
Yeah.
always guarantee that I'm going to get something unique at Christmas time. That's a Superman related item. But we'll get a few swaps every now and again that we can trade with friends and family. But yeah, an Action Comics number one. I would be really happy just to be in the same room as one day, to be able
Right.
to be just in touching distance of that
Yeah.
wonderful comic. I've got replicas all over the place,
Sure,
just so
sure.
I've got a constant reminder of that comic
Yeah,
and how what it
yeah.
would have been like to be a kid back in 1938 to see
Oh.
such a bold new image of this new type of hero that's not a cowboy or a traveler or a soldier. It's
Right.
wow, this is truly what an alien could be like. So it's an
Indeed, yeah.
ex a wonderful story like that.
For
What
sure.
other passions do you have in your life, Angel, that really tick all those boxes when it comes to being creative?
Oh, well, I'm a musician. I've loved playing music since, I mean, I've loved music forever, and I've played music since I was about 12, 13, when I picked up the guitar. I'm a huge fan of many artists from your side of the pond. Yeah, I'm a huge Beatles fan and Zeppelin fan.
Wowzers.
I love all that music so
Yeah.
much. The 70s rock music is really the center of the bullseye for me. Music has saved my life in so many different ways. Gotten me through, the perils of growing up and struggling to become who you are, all these things. So yeah, music is a huge thing. Art in general, film, poetry, books, art has always been the thing. So I've always known since I was very, very young that I would be some form of artist. If you had asked me up until a certain point, I would have said I want to be Superman. And after that, once I realized, oh, okay, that doesn't quite work like that. I knew I wanted to be some kind of artist, whether it was an actor or a director, a writer, a singer, whatever. It's always been there. And part of the reason, honestly, is because of how deeply that stuff resonates, how deeply it can affect someone's life. I've had so many moments in my life where the right song at the right time or the right movie at the right
Right,
time,
yeah.
really, man, like things would have gone completely differently if it weren't for that beautiful thing that happened, that little bit of inspiration, that song that hit me just the right way,
Yes.
or that movie that gave me an insight that I never thought about before. So my whole mission in life is to produce things, at least one thing, if not many things, that has that same effect on somebody else. I want to pay that forward. I want to do that thing. I want to make something where when they read it, when they see it, when they hear it, whatever it is, it gives them that same thing that I've gotten so many times in my life of like, man, if it wasn't for that thing you did, my life would have gone left when I should have gone right. And that's the goal. That's the goal for me. So I don't know that it has happened, but that's the hope, and I'm
Well,
putting
but
it
the
out
fact
there.
is you're still continuing to make that happen. And I'm sure it has. I'm sure people have read your words and witnessed what you have created and they thought differently, or they've thought about something in a new way, which is what I
I
absolutely
hope
love
so.
about what you do. Now, quickly, last before I get to that fateful question, we will get back to music. Now, we
Sure.
know James Gunn has created some fantastic soundtracks over the years for his movies. And he has mentioned that some Superman music will be new. He hasn't really mentioned about the fact that known songs will be appearing in this film. We don't know that for sure just yet. But if you could pick a couple of tracks that were Superman inspired, what songs would you like to hear in a Superman movie?
That I don't know actually. That's tricky because I think what I want is timelessness.
Okay.
And so if you have a Taylor Swift song or something, that's going to ground it in a
Yeah, a little
time.
bit.
And so I don't I'm hesitant to think about it that way. But there are popular songs that can be timeless, that can work in that way. I would say it depends. I would never go with the stuff that's on the nose,
I mean,
the Starman and
there are, yeah, and I mean, Starman's been used quite a lot, so much so now that I don't
Yeah.
think Gunn will ever use that in a soundtrack or for any
None.
official promotion. And then you've got
None.
songs like Superman by Goldfinger, and it's
Right.
like there's lots of Superman by Stereophonics. Superman and Lois Lane have been used in many songs over the years. I've got countless playlists that get me out of bed in the morning, but wouldn't necessarily work in a Superman film. But I am
Right.
trying to compile a few playlists that feature songs that could work well in a Superman
Yeah.
film. Those songs, as you quite rightly put, that seem to find you at the right time.
Right.
Songs that just hit you. I
Right.
was doom scrolling, like most of us do, a few months back, and I just heard these beautiful voices singing in a room, an acoustic group called Voces 8, and I'd never heard of them before. And since that Fateful Day, I was like, right, I need to listen to more of this band. It's just harmonies and beautiful a cappella singing that has been constantly playing in my ears whilst I read, whilst I do day-to-day activities. But I wouldn't have known about that band if I hadn't doom-scrolled and found that song. It's quite, yeah. Right, as you said, that synchronicity when something finds us at the right or the wrong time. So, yeah, what you...
You know, now that you've gotten my mind going in that direction, I realized... Okay. Because by the Beatles, I can imagine that being a song that Superman himself might like. Mm. I mean, it's got the beautiful vocal harmonies. That's what triggered me, was you saying that. But also the lyrics, you know, because the sky is blue, it makes me cry. There's something about the lyrics in that song that connect to something very universal. And I can almost picture... I can picture him hearing that song and thinking to himself, that's what I feel when I'm hovering above the earth, just looking at it as a globe, this beautiful blue ball. Like, I can imagine something like that, that, you know, love is old, love is new, love is all, love is you.
You.
Just that tapping into the universality. I think that's the key to the character. Yeah.
Right. If that plays in the film now, or we see a shot of Superman's apartment and he's got an old vinyl, and he's got the Beatles next to it. I'm coming for you because you put that there. you've worked on the film without letting me know, but that could work.
I could never keep that secret. I could never keep that secret.
Could you imagine just trying to... Yeah. There were some very, very fortunate fans that were... and comic book creators that went to see the trailer, but also visit the
set. Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I got an email. I got a few messages saying, are you in LA this weekend, Luke? I was like, no, that's quite a big trip for me. Because they assumed that I might be there for that Superman trailer premiere. I was very humbled. I was like, wow, if you think I'm that big of a deal, I'm not. but I did get to watch it a few days before through a private link, but I couldn't tell a soul, even that I'd seen it or that I got a link. And I watched it and recorded my reaction as soon as I watched
it. I saw it.
Dude. Yeah. That I knew I'd be excited and emotional, just not. And I used to do reaction videos, but then they sort of, I started losing the excitement for it. Then I thought, I can't force a reaction to something, so I don't want to hit stop and go back and record it again because my face wasn't making the right faces. But I thought, with this one, I needed to document this moment, and I'm glad that I did, because it's opened up some fantastic doors. But
no, it's beautiful.
I could only watch it once. So I got I got that link on the Monday, and it was literally one and done. I couldn't record the screen. I couldn't record what I was watching, but I could record my face. Yeah. I couldn't record the audio either. So it was to watch that once and once only, and then wait for a few days. I was like, okay, I'm even more excited for now for this to happen.
I was so excited. I missed a meeting. I missed a work meeting that it was at 9:10 this meeting, and I totally missed it. I was like, oh my God, because I had watched the trailer 14 times in a row.
That was it. As soon as I was allowed to watch it, I think you and I might be the reason why that video has had so many views, because we couldn't stop watching it.
Definitely a good percentage of the views are mine, for sure.
Good man.
And every reaction video I could watch, including yours, I did watch multiple times.
It was, you know. It's been fun to watch those and sort of see the comments. But to watch people from all walks of life enjoy that video and that trailer. Mm-hmm. There was a film festival, I believe, happening in India yesterday. And they released some new marketing for the film, some big posters and some big standouts. But they also had lots of children just watching that trailer and just being in awe of what they were seeing. And I was like, that's what you want from a Superman trailer.
Yeah.
You want kids looking up and being inspired by this hero.
Right.
And that's what
the tagline too. Look up. Perfect. Oh,
it's two perfect. Simple words that just work so well together.
Perfect. Yeah, it gets the vibe. It gets the vibe, man. It's communicating the right message. I've been talking to friends just saying, James gonna sing all the right things. And so far, I'm seeing all the right things, and it's looking very, very promising. I'm
That's
just
it.
really, really excited,
It's
you
yeah,
know.
he's not got a lot of pressure on his shoulders, but he really, really does. He knows
It's
what
the
he's
fate of a
doing.
universe.
That, oh, wow, that's the tagline. James, you better get this right or else, sort of thing. Goodness me. Oh.
I sense that he has. And another thing that I love is the fact that everything we saw in that trailer basically gives nothing away.
No.
We really don't know anything about the movie. I love that. I love that. I don't know if you remember, it was more prevalent when we were younger that the trailers for films would be totally separate.
Yes.
You know, there would be, I seem to remember one for Jurassic Park that was a completely just like a tiny 2-minute short film advertising the movie, but you didn't actually see anything from the movie. And I love that, and I want people to bring that back. I wanna get excited and not have anything spoiled, and I wanna walk into that theater and realize that I haven't seen anything,
And
you know.
that's a wonderful, I mean, I've tried doing it with some films. For some, it's been impossible. For this
Oh
film, for
yeah.
me not to see any of the
No,
official
you can't.
images or the footage or the marketing,
Yeah.
it's hard for me to do. But that trailer, as you quite rightly said, it doesn't give away anything. Yes, we see a lot of characters and a lot of locations in there, but it's left to our own imagination. Does
Indeed.
Superman know Lois that way? We know that they're together. We know so much about some of the locations, but I love the fact one of the big things that I loved and had a many fan theories about is that we do see Pa Kent in the trailer just
That's right.
momentarily. It
Yeah.
doesn't look like a happy scene. Is this the movie where Pa Kent lives and Ma Kent doesn't?
Yeah.
Is that voice that we hear singing that wonderful John Williams score his Earth mum, or is that his real mum, his biological mother? Those are the
Yeah.
sort of things that start spinning about in my
Yeah.
head. And that's what a good trailer does.
What do you think? How do you think things would shift if it's Ma that dies instead of Pa?
It's one of those things where Pa Kent would step up. We've seen some fantastic interpretations of Pa Kent over the years. Either way, they've been two fantastic, loving parents, but we are going to see a man take on the roles of both parents and be the reason why Clark Kent is the way he is now, looking after the people that need looking after, just the same way that he's looked after his dad in times when possibly emotions weren't easily shared at home. There's elements there that have been addressed in some stories and comics over the years where they've been very open and they communicate well, and there've been other stories where they haven't had that openness where they could talk freely about their feelings and emotions. So I'm hoping that if this that is the case, that is a new way of storytelling. I'm looking forward to seeing Superman and Clark Kent on a new emotional level, and I think that's something that James Gunn could pull off.
Yeah, I think he can. He's got the chops for it. I think this is definitely the biggest project he's ever done. In every way, I think it's probably he I think he said it was the longest shoot he's ever done. It's obviously the big, you know, it's the big flagship film for this new universe.
Yes.
There's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot. I love the soft launch of Creature Commandos. That was cool. But he kind of wrote that before there was pressure. He
Yes.
kind of wrote that, you know, it works as a kind of soft opening, but it's not the real thing. The real
No.
thing is this movie.
Yeah.
And man, there's
He's
a lot riding on it.
there a lot. Now he's been listening to the fans and he's been interacting with some of them, and some people have been critical about that. But I know that we all have those moments when we want to sit down and we want to debunk the lies. He's been very good at doing that. Those accounts that are just there for the clickbait and they want to cause a ruckus online. James Gunn, he knows when to actually say, no, this is completely false. This is a complete lie. You will
Oh,
see
it
the
must be
truth.
fun.
Oh yeah,
Honestly, it
when
must
you
be fun.
know the absolute truth of it all, and you know that date when you're releasing that trailer or you're releasing this information, how some people can be so very, very wrong but still believe that they're right. I would never say that I was 100% right about anything that starts off as an opinion. It's a very difficult world to be in.
It's fun to watch him You can tell that he's having a good time sometimes. You know, when he was talking about that Creature Commandos episode where Batman shows up,
Yes.
and they're like, wait, well, which Batman is this? And he's smirking. You know, it's the DCU Batman, and he knows. It's just hilarious that you know he knows way
Oh, yeah.
more, but he knows that he can't say. And I love how connected to fandom he is because he understands it. He can navigate it in a way that is truly fun. Because, you know, when those set photos started coming out, I was kind of getting annoyed because I was like, no, I don't want to see this stuff. You
Yeah.
know, I don't want any spoilers and stuff. And then he said, no, I would never shoot anything outside that would spoil the movie. And I thought,
Yes.
oh, man, okay. So he knew this would be photographed and he knew it wouldn't be a big deal, which is pretty cool. So, you know, then I could enjoy the photos without any guilt
And
that
that's it.
I'm
And
spoiling the experience.
he's keeping the really big stuff back because yeah, it was
Indeed.
impossible to hide from those spoiled photographs. And even if sort
Yeah.
of you, I can't physically mute the word Superman online. My heart and soul won't let me do it, Angel. But I was being tagged in photographs. I was speaking with people that were working in Ohio saying, oh, this building where they're filming the Daily Planet, yeah, that's next to my building. And they've told me to leave for the day. I can't go back, but I'm going to be an extra. Do you want me to tell you about the movie? I'm like, no, don't tell me.
Oh,
Thank
wow.
you very much for thinking of me. That's a beautiful, beautiful gesture. But please, we can talk about it after I've seen the film and we can share
Right.
everything then. Please and thank you. But
You
yeah.
want to savor that experience. You know, everyone wants to open their gifts before Christmas, but if you ever have, you know that you kind of ruined everything.
Yep. I think I did that once or twice. I was like, oh
Yeah,
no.
same.
Now I need to, I'm just going to be really, really careful and peel back the sellotape and then put it back. But even though I know deeping
Yeah.
down, I was like, I know the magic of Christmas is ruined now, Luke. Well done.
Right.
You've ruined it for yourself. There's a lesson in that story. Oh.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's
Oh.
just you have to wait, you know, and the artist is presenting the thing to you in a very particular way. So I want to go for the ride with this person driving, and I want to, you know, I don't want anybody hijacking the car, you know.
Where'd you get these words from, Angel? These
That's what I
beautiful,
do.
beautiful, you do, and you can say that you
That's
do
what
it
I
because
do.
it's poetic. And that's why I'm looking forward to this one here. So before we get to my final question, where can the wonderful listeners and watchers find your words online, sir?
Best place to find me is angeleduardo.com. That's where all my writing is, all my work is. It's the easiest way to connect with me. I'm on social media as well. You can find me at Strangel Edweirdo or Strangel Ed Weird on Twitter, or my full name, Angel Eduardo, Blue Sky Threads and whatnot. You'll find me.
Yes, and all those links will be in that in this podcast and video so they can
Yeah.
find your wonderful work because I'm excited
Thank
to
you.
read your words in the future because they are truly magnificent. And
Well, thank
no
you very
pressure
much.
onto you now, Angel. No pressure at all after the wonderful things that you've said so far. But please, if you could tell me, what does Superman mean to you, Angel?
Superman is a he is the beautiful thing about it. The reason why I bring him up so much, the reason why I use him as an example in so many different contexts is because he's a work of fiction. He is the dream of these two young boys who were into sci-fi and fantasy, and all their hopes and dreams were infused into this character. You know, their hopes for strength and confidence and stature, right? And also their hope for fixing the real problems of the world. It was all infused into this character. The fact that Superman is fiction, the fact that he's not real, is actually the best part, because what it shows, in my mind, is that all the things the character represents, all the ideals, all the goodness, all the hope, all the optimism, those are all ideas and ideals and values that we have that we're using him as a reflection of in order to tell ourselves stories about ourselves. Every Superman story, and you know, this of course applies to all other characters in all of fiction, but they are versions of ourselves. And the Superman character is the best versions of ourselves, the best qualities of humanity. And it just heightened into this beautiful, extravagant, epic scale so that we can tell ourselves these stories about doing the right thing, about perseverance, about optimism and hope and beauty. and morality. He's a metaphor for our morals. He's an avatar for our morals. I've told this story before in a few different ways, but this crystallizes why it's such a beautiful thing. There was a trip to the toy store when I was a kid in the summertime, which was very rare. And I wanted this toy, but for a bunch of different reasons, I wasn't going to get it, right? I had made my decision about something else, and I wanted this extra thing, and I wasn't gonna get out of there with two toys. It just wasn't gonna happen, right? But I really, really wanted it. And so I had the two options in front of me. Well, tough luck, better luck next time, right? Or you can open it up and shove it in your pocket and nobody will know, right? So I went the latter way. And I opened the packaging up and I shoved it in my pocket, and you know, my heart's pounding, and we make it to the checkout line. My parents pay for the stuff that we were buying, and I see the double doors opening and the summer air is outside, and I can get away with it. But in that moment, I paused and an image flashed into my mind, and it was of Christopher Reeve as Superman floating in the sky, and he had this look of disappointment on his face. Ooh. And that look of disappointment just broke my heart, and I couldn't do it. I ran back to the shelf. I took the toy and I put it back on the shelf, and then I ran up to catch up with everybody. I said, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. That look on his face, that look of disapproval on his face was too much for me. I couldn't bear it. And that, to me, is why the character is so important. Now, you know, the character's not real, right? He's not real. Christopher Reeve is just an actor. He's just playing a part. But there was something that I knew subconsciously, viscerally. I knew what I was doing was wrong. I knew I shouldn't do it. And that was me telling myself, don't do this, right? Don't do this. You know it's wrong. Don't do this. The look of disapproval on his face was my own disapproval with myself. I wasn't being a good boy. I wasn't being someone that Superman would be proud of. And I was just, you know, so the beauty of it is that I was using the character. I was using the ideals that I recognized and aspired to. I was using that as a way to tell myself, you're veering off the path. Don't do it. That's the beauty of it. That's the power of this thing. It's so, you know, nothing magical was going on, right? It's me telling myself, and I'm using this character. But that's what's so beautiful about the character, is that it represents all your aspirations, and it can remain this beautiful, unblemished thing, even when you screw up, even when you don't meet the mark, when you don't make it, when you fall short, you can get up again and go, yeah, but you know what? There's that North Star I can keep aiming towards. I can keep fighting to that, towards that. So that's what that character means to me, because it's a representation of all the best and most beautiful parts of humanity. And it's a way to remind ourselves that in a way that is fun and safe, right? There's no judgment. Superman's not going to judge you. He's not going to turn a blind eye to you. He's not going to give you the cold shoulder. Those things don't exist, right? He's always going to, you know, even Lex Luthor, he will say, there's good in you. I know there is, right? So there's just this beautiful thing that you can use for yourself. And I think he's the best. I think he's the greatest version of that. There are many, of course, you know, and I love many other characters, but he's the best and he's the greatest one. And it's because of that purity, that beauty, that goodness, that's the thing. That's what that character means to me. That's why I will be an unapologetic and unabashed fan forever. I don't care who thinks I'm corny or childish to think this way. I think they're totally missing the point. And life is too short not to love things to death. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell. That's why.
Now, I've said it before. There is no wrong answer to that question. Its answer is beautiful in its own special way. Thank you for that one, though. I'm glad I didn't start the podcast with that question, because I couldn't have clawed my way out of that, because it was beautiful. Yeah. Angel, thank you. For your words, thank you for showing me what it is like to be the best sort of Superman fan that you can be. I think you are a fantastic ambassador for the legacy that is Superman. I look forward to seeing your words in the future, and having you back on the show once the film is out and we can talk about it more, because I'm going
Oh, I
to
would love
want
to.
to know your thoughts on everything that we get to witness. So
I would
again,
love to. That would be fun.
it's going to be a fantastic time. Angel,
Yeah.
thank you so much for everything, for your time today, and I'll look forward to speaking with you more soon.
Likewise. Thank you very much, man.